a son who was a captain in the Navy, Captain Tom, and he's a project manager of a ship service of the building this high-powered, rather high-speed Navy boats. He's in charge of the program. He's building a 3,000-ton boat that travels kind of on a cushion of air. Well, it's not a cushion of air, but it's the air's got something to do with it. But it accelerates to a speed of around 100 miles an hour. Mm. And the idea is to have a bunch of those smaller carriers instead of these big sitting ducks like the Forest Star. And the Navy is all split up over it. Some of them are for it and some of them are against it. Mm. Now the President recently redlined his program, took it out of the budget. And they've spent $360 million on it already. But the Congress, Committee of Congress, put it right back in because it's too important.
Yes.
It's going to be a modern Navy. And my boy is heading the program.
Yeah, you ought to be proud.
I am. He's got about 100 engineers on him, civilian and otherwise, civilian and naval engineers. And he's been before Committee of Congress there several times to give testimony. He tells the last time they were talking about taking it out of the program, he says, well, instead of just keeping on threatening to do it, why don't you just go and take it out and let these engineers go doing something else? Keeping them stirred up here by keeping... See there, it's a football. Political football.
I see.
But he realizes that he's not going to finish the program because his tour duty will expire and then they'll put him in another job. You know, that's the way they do. They move him around from one thing. Now, Tom has been for 3 years at the embassy in London but as an associate over there, you know. And he represented the United States at NATO once at Antwerp.
Mm.
Tom's had some big assignments. And the quiet, unassuming boy, a young man you ever saw.
Did he go to school here in Mississippi?
Yeah, went to the Naval Academy. Went 1 year at the University of Mississippi. I got an appointment from him to go to the academy. And I got thinking about it, and coming from a little high school like this, I thought he'd have a hard time, so I got him sent to university 1 year and got them to tell him exactly what he needed to enter without an examination. And that's the work he took at the University of Mississippi. And when he went to Annapolis in that June, he went right on in. And was a star student the whole time he was there. Never had any trouble with his academics at all. And then he came out of the Navy and they sent him then to an architectural school up on Long Island, New York. And it's a part of the New York University. He had a chance either going there or going to MIT. And he chose the other place because it was the oldest naval architectural school in America. And he had a friend going there too, and that's
right. Thing.
So he spent 3 years there and came out with a master's degree in naval architecture. Then they sent him to Pearl Harbor. He stayed over there 3 years. And he got a peacetime citation from the Secretary of Navy for his work there. Then they brought him home and sent him to England for 3 years, and he was in. Living at Bath, England, B-A-T-H. I'd call it Bath, but they call it Bath.
Right.
He stayed there 3 years. Now, he's got four boys, Tom has.